Seattle's calendar is filled with demonstrations and rallies in response to recent actions by the Trump administration. You're listening to KNKX, and to the rest of the country, protests in this city are a given. But while they might feel predictable, they can play an important role in spreading political causes, as 88.5's Monica Spain reports.
With demonstrators turning out regularly in Westlake Park, you might wonder if it's really moving the dial, especially when you find yourself in an echo chamber. The University of Washington's Paul Burstein studies protest movements. He says demonstrations by themselves aren't likely to have an effect here because they're so predictable.
That doesn't mean that the demonstrations in Seattle aren't important. People have to get organized. People have to develop rhetoric. And places like Seattle, where you're having the demonstrations right at the beginning, can be the places where you start to work these things out.
He says demonstration fatigue can set in, both for the protesters and the audience. The way to breathe new life into a campaign is to make news in unexpected ways.
It can be a demonstration in which all of a sudden you've got veterans marching, which you've never seen before. Or if not business people actually marching, at least business people taking out advertisements supporting the marchers. And it's going to make people, including the senators and representatives, it's going to make them sit up and take notice.
But he says to grow a movement, new people have to come on board. The way to make that happen, Burstein says, is through networking.
Personal connections still matter tremendously. What gets people to do stuff is somebody shows up and asks them in person.
Burstein says lessons can be learned from history. Sit-ins during the civil rights movement spread because people trained each other in how to be effective. Monica Spain, 88.5 News.